USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stop playing politics with a COVID vaccine. That's the message from Vice President Mike Pence to his opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. He tells Fox News that calling into question any coronavirus vaccine produced under President Trump is playing politics with people's lives.
We're not going to distribute a coronavirus vaccine until the FDA, independent board, independent evaluation all say that it's safe and effective for the American people. So to have Kamala Harris three times in a row refuse to say that she would take a vaccine that was produced under the Trump administration, in our own vice presidential debate, to say that she wouldn't trust a vaccine from the president.
Last month, Biden had questioned whether a vaccine that had been rushed through the approval process would be safe and effective against the virus. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what, because that is still part of the battle, after all. And you imagine some young person then seeing, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Italy is the latest European country enacting new restrictions in an attempt to contain a second wave of coronavirus infections. Italy's premier has ordered gyms, movie theaters, and pools shuttered, put a curfew on restaurants, and extended a mask mandate. The new restrictions are set to last a month. The country recorded more than 21,000 new cases on Sunday alone. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Southwest Airlines is coming under fire for unblocking the middle seats on flights starting November 30th.
Southwest shared the news on Twitter Thursday. They cited a growing body of data and research from Harvard as well as the Department of Defense. The backlash continues to grow as many are not as much concerned with COVID but with flu season approaching. Even without baggage fees, Southwest turns a profit annually, leaving some to question if this is a financial decision. American Airlines has been selling its middle seat since late June and filling flights to capacity after losing $70 million a day at the start of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Another tropical storm is poised to batter the Gulf Coast with heavy rains. Tropical Storm Zeta is currently stalled in the Caribbean, about 275 miles east of Cozumel, Mexico. Forecasters expect it to strengthen into a hurricane before hitting the Yucatan Peninsula late Monday. The storm is then expected to turn north and approach the northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Zeta became the 27th named storm of the 2020 hurricane season, making this the year with the second highest number of named storms. That's only one behind 2005's 28 named storms. Sunday's action in the NFL saw Pittsburgh remain undefeated by beating Tennessee 27-24. The Buffalo Bills down the Jets 28-10 to move New York to 0-7 on the season. The Browns survived the Bengals 37-34. Detroit escaped Atlanta with a 23-22 win. Washington embarrassed Dallas 25-3. And the 49ers rolled the Patriots 33-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.